There you go. Well, Joe Biden is out on the campaign trail.
What's he campaigning
for?
Himself?
Wait, campaigning for Democrats.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he was campaigning for himself.
Always. No.
Yeah, because, you know, he's gonna change jobs with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, he's losing that gig.
Yeah.
If you notice, the White House was pretty quick to respond to the Bob Woodward cut that we played yesterday. They didn't respond because we played it. It's, you know, it was on CNN. Yeah. Other people heard it. But they're saying that Hillary's not going to be doing that. He's not going to make any swaps. He's got Joe hair plug Biden in there. Everything's good.
I'm sorry. You know, Joe Biden, let's keep him at vice president where he doesn't really have to do much, right?
Because as
Secretary of State,
yeah,
you got to do a lot of stuff.
You
got to talk to people seriously, and you're like a spokesperson government.
It's not like they're going to swap jobs, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's not like they're going to trade.
No.
It's not like a wrestling tag team.
Yeah, Joe Biden is Secretary of State. It would not be long. What would the over-under be before the phrase international incident became part of the vernacular?
Well, just Joe Biden and spokesperson. Those two words just don't go together.
Well, yeah. It's just, but again, he's out there, okay?
Yeah.
Looking at the statistics on this guy, he's been to Texas, okay? He's been doing stuff.
We understand him here.
Vice President Joe Biden has been zipping around the country in the cozy Boeing 747 with the freedom to go where President Obama cannot. He's raised millions for Democrats in the process and continues to be an asset. All right, over the past 3 weeks, he's campaigned for 18 candidates in 23 cities and 16 states. He is out there. He is talking. And when Joe talks, we always get a gem, and yesterday we did. While addressing Democrats at a fundraiser in Minnesota, he said, "If I hear one more Republican tell me about balancing the budget, I'm going to strangle him."
Oh,
all
good.
Right. Way to go, Joe.
Good.
Then he quickly added to the press, "That's a figure of speech."
Right.
Okay. That's
right.
Fine.
Yeah, he
way
was.
To go.
Was nice it really job. Threatening murder?
No. Speech, yeah. No, I wouldn't think so.
Come on, Joe. Stand by your words, man.
That's right.
So now, in an effort to get... to look forward to 2012, in an effort to get the young folks to come back out and vote in 2012, some Democrats say, let's get some youth-oriented issues out there.
Ah, utes.
Ute.
Yep.
What's
California's Prop 19, which would legalize marijuana in small quantities for recreational use, they're kind of looking at that as a litmus test to see if that might bring the youngsters out in 2012. Because, I mean, if they... come out and vote, and they'd be okay, see? They'd come out and vote for President Obama again. That's how they're looking at it. Wall Street Journal says that's what party officials are considering in Colorado, Nevada, and the state of Washington to see if possibly 2012 would be ginned up because they'd be talking a little dope. Now, they're running political ads all over the country, and apparently they went back and looked at the ad for against Joe Manchin. He's the governor of West Virginia. And they got a bunch of good old boys sitting around the diner talking about that a little bit. Here's a little of that commercial.
Obama's messing things up.
Spending money we don't have.
Yeah.
Stimulus, Obamacare.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Joe Manchin supported it all.
Joe's not bad as governor, but when he's with Obama...
he turns into Washington Joe.
And Washington Joe does whatever Obama wants.
Yeah. All right, so there's a little of that.
That's right. He puts on a top hat and looks like Uncle Pennybags.
He does. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. It turns out that the real people in this ad were fake. "We are going for a hicky blue-collar look," read the talent agency casting call. Let's get some hicks out there. Clothing suggestions would be jeans, work boots, flannel shirt, maybe Dickies-type jacket, and a T-shirt underneath. Possibly a John Deere hat, not brand new, preferably beat up, or trucker's hats. They put that out for a casting call in Philadelphia where they shot the ad. So, just because it looks like that on TV, of course. Any good, we got a governor who's got a lot of hair and looks good walking through that cafe here in Austin. You know?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, matter of fact.
Yeah, like he's got a pour a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, speaking of TV and such, less than a month until Election Day, and a week's worth of ads has been pulled for Representative Chet Edwards by the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee.
Why is that?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Is that the question? Of course, obviously, the Bill Flores camp immediately sees that as a positive as far as they're concerned, that the tide is turning. But at a rally, Vets for Chet yesterday in Waco, Chet said, quote, "We're the underdog right now, and I'm okay with that," end quote. And by the way, if only there were a political forum that a radio station would have,
right,
would give you an opportunity to present questions to these gentlemen.
But wait.
Wait, what?
Once again, apparently there is.
Just like that?
Yeah, just like, well, no, not just like that. It took some planning, but anyway.
Well,
October the 25th. We'll be having the candidates forum, and it'll be at Briarcrest Country Club, and we welcome you to join us there in person. You can email questions ahead of time if you want to do that, question@WTAW.com. We'll go through those, and actually we'll probably be taking some questions during the event itself.
They're at Briarcrest.
Yeah.
They're in the golf shop?
I don't know.
On the tennis courts?
Going to be completely honest with you.
They got a big room.
Yeah, we'll have
they
it.
They got a big room.
Little political feud in Alaska between Joe Miller and the Sarah Palin camp. Joe was on a Fox show, and they asked him about Sarah Palin being president. And he actually didn't answer the question. He said, "I don't know if she's qualified to be president." Well, that got Todd Palin plenty upset. Todd fired off.
What do you mean my wife ain't qualified?
Well, here's the deal. Apparently,
I'll meet you behind the barn at 3:30.
Right. Or at my kitchen where I can see Russia from there.
Right.
Yeah. Sarah put her.
You know, my wife said that. I've never have been able to see Russia.
Apparently, Mr. Miller declined to kneel at the throne of Sarah. Quote, "Sarah has put her A word on the line for Joe, and yet he can't answer a simple question. Is Sarah Palin qualified to be president? I don't know if she is. Joe, please explain how this endorsement stuff works. Is it completely one-sided? Sarah spent all morning working on a Facebook post for Joe. She won't use it. Not now. Put yourself in Joe's shoe for one day." So they made that public. So now Todd's upset about that. We're seeing that little tit-for-tat thing, I guess. I guess that's the way politics works, isn't it? Now, there's Todd out there. Apparently the muscle man. He's the guy who goes out there and verbally roughs people up if they're not for Sarah. So, anyway, that's a long way away, not even in this time zone. I don't know how many got, like a million people in Alaska, but
not even.
Yeah, still there's a political battle. All right, 6:48.